Clean water. Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll free line. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Brett.
And Mark.
Brett is here, courtesy of the School Sucks Project. We'll talk more about that here in a little bit. And actually, we're going to pick up, to start out the show tonight, a story that, Brett, you brought in last week. We didn't get a chance to get through. I don't even know if we hit half of them.
We hit two of them.
Only two.
Two of 15, okay. Yeah.
So there were 15 successful habits.
Yep.
And I like to do things like this on Free Talk Live from time to time. This is not a news-based show necessarily. Sometimes it, you know, we talk about the news. Sometimes we talk about issues. Sometimes we'll take your calls about, you know, personal problems. But sometimes we'll talk about making your life better and improving yourself.
And lists of somewhat unrelated things are really helpful, too, because it's hard to implement 15 new habits or ways of thinking at once. But if you can get a nice list of 15 and incorporate three over the course of the next couple weeks into your life,
you're better off.
You're better off for it.
Yeah, so we're going to jump back into that. And, of course, you're welcome to add your thoughts in here. Are these accurate to your experience? Do you have some suggestions that maybe we're not going to mention? Or feel free to, you know, chime in here at 855-450-FREE. Oh, yes, and we have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. So all that's coming up, plus a pretty fun news report out of Colorado. It's interesting what sort of news packages companies, various news agencies are doing now that marijuana has been legalized in certain places. So it's a news package unlike you've probably ever heard before. So we'll get into that, too. But let's continue here. Can you recap the first two briefly that we did last week?
You bet. Number one was measure success in happiness rather than wealth. And I think we all agreed that was kind of a no-brainer.
Absolutely. There's plenty of people with lots of money that are very unhappy.
Yeah, yeah. And people can also become sort of slaves to their things now and again.
And I think that when it comes to wealthy people, some people need to be wealthy to be happy. I mean, that's what they're, you know, they're driven to do, is to make lots of money. But I don't think, you know, most of us is that that's really the case. It has its problems. Bill Gates, he's got problems. Like, he can't just do the things that you and I do. That wealth has created in him a level of fame.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. The second one was challenge yourself and do hard things. And this is where we ran out of time. We were talking about how maybe some people, if they have trouble enjoying what they have, if they don't necessarily feel like they've earned it. And we talk a lot about on my show in the past, too, the recklessness of welfare recipients who are living what people often see as these decadent lifestyles for somebody who's living off the government. But it's easier to do that when you have money that you don't feel like you earned at all. So that applies to, you know, your standard of living as well, that you will enjoy what you have more if you worked hard to get it.
Absolutely.
And you work through difficult challenges to get it. The third one. So
I think that's how you grow. I mean,
you,
life constantly is throwing challenges at you, and those are opportunities to overcome. And usually, in order to overcome those challenges, you have to somehow grow as a person.
Absolutely.
Whether it be adding skills or just, you know, mentally strong, etc.
Yeah. And now we're in a new territory with number three. Listen to constructive criticism and the opinion of others. While positive feedback can improve your morale and motivate you to achieve success, it is your ability to respond to constructive criticism that will ultimately empower you to reach your goals. After all, this type of feedback highlights areas in which you need to improve, rather than simply reaffirming your strengths as an individual. Your weaknesses can be targeted through training and development, which in turn will empower you as a stronger and more well-rounded individual.
You know, I do agree that you should listen to everything, even bad criticism, even or criticism that's aimed at you in a non-constructive
way. Does that mean I have to read all of the YouTube comments?
No, and I think that this is...
those aren't constructive.
Constructive, the key word.
If they put any kind of clue as to how you can improve in there, I would call it constructive instead of just saying, you know, leveling epithets or something like that. But I'd like to point out at the same time, just because somebody gives you constructive criticism doesn't make them right.
Well, right. I mean, to me, this is a tough one, right? Because we all want to be right all the time, and it can be difficult when somebody says, hey, you're wrong about this. For me, receiving criticism, if it's coming from somebody I respect, I give it more weight. Mm-hmm. So Dave Ridley, I think, is a good example of this. We've talked to Dave a number of times on this program, RidleyReport.com. He does videos, for those of you who don't know who he is. He does videos from here in New Hampshire. He's kind of like a one-man, all-inclusive reporter. He shoots, he edits, he publishes, and he's kind of like this one-man operation doing news, basically, and opinion. Mm-hmm. And sometimes his opinion pieces are critiques of other activists.
Yep.
And he's got a lot of really valuable things to say. Sometimes I agree, sometimes I don't, but he has specifically taken me to task in a number of his videos, and I've listened to all of them, and, you know, whatever I thought was a good critique, I've incorporated. But if it's just some random anonymous YouTube commenter, I'm not going to take it as seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. Where I look for criticism is usually an email. And we have a friend who has a YouTube channel who disabled comments because they recognized it to be such a hornet's nest of negativity, pretty much.
It's nasty. I just try to ignore them personally.
People are taking time to write to me personally for my eyes only first.
Right.
That means they're probably a better source of the information I need to do better.
They don't just want to splatter something out there for the world to see. They're telling you because they want you to take it seriously.
Yeah. But that being said, I don't have a problem with what Dave Ridley has done. My branding, School Sucks, was the subject of one of his videos. And I watched it, and of course I was nervous to see public criticism of me at first many years ago, but it seems like he has a genuine desire to help everybody do better, you know, based on his observations. So I value that kind of criticism too. I don't need it to be private, as long as it's constructive. As long as, you know, a diagnosis without a treatment plan is no good, you know, so
yeah, absolutely.
It's helpful to get that information for sure. So that was number three, constructive criticism. Number four, learn from failure. When failure is considered to be a teacher valuable, while failure is considered to be a teacher valuable life lessons, drawing from painful and disappointing experiences is far easier said than done. In fact, it requires an ability to decipher exact lessons that we can learn from each individual failure, so we can apply these to the quest for future success.
Well, talk to successful people and ask them how many times they failed before it worked, whatever it is, whether it's somebody getting their book published or, you know, some piece of software or you name it. One of the old axioms is fail your way to success.
I mean, yeah.
You have to fail in order to succeed eventually.
Yeah.
And it also, it's like I always wonder which lessons are you supposed to take? Is this failure a suggestion that I quit doing what I'm doing?
Yeah. It's a tough question.
Because, you know, there's all these great stories about perseverance out there, and I like those stories and tend to be more of the persevering sort. But sometimes you're just in the wrong place at the wrong time, and you need to be doing something else.
Yeah, how do you make that determination?
I
think you have to have some sort of internal drive towards what it is you know that you want. I mean, I don't know how many radio stations I called the first year of making phone calls to radio stations. What I do during the daytime, I call stations, except today I went to the state house and didn't call anybody. Mm-hmm. But normally I call radio stations in the morning and pitch the show to them. So it's easier now than it was 10 years ago, because 10 years ago we started with two or three radio stations, and that's because GCN, our network, when we started doing the show, kind of already had them in that time slot, so they didn't like know they were getting Free Talk Live.
They just got Free Talk Live.
We basically were starting from scratch, and it's a tough pitch to be the noob in the business, the newbie, and then say, hey, you know, I've got this great show. You should listen to it and add it to your station. Of course, the program director's like, who? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, kid, call me back when you get some ratings. Click. You know, I mean, so it was very, very hard in the beginning. And what did I get? Like one or two affiliates in the first year? It wasn't very much. I mean,
it wasn't.
Anybody would have quit. I mean, most people would have probably quit.
Indeed.
And most people do quit when they're faced with adversity like this.
Yeah, you know, yes, we really expect to get more stations in that first year. And
I thought I was going to get 50.
Not the easiest to swallow message either.
No, we'll come back with more, though. I think this is a really important conversation, and your comments are welcome. This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number 855-453.
Have difficulty sleeping? Wake up frequently? Rely on sleeping pills? Your days of sleepless nights may be over thanks to a clinically proven scientific breakthrough from QHT Medical using a revolutionary multi-layered holographic disc. The disc infuses energy, influencing the sleep cycle, allowing for a deeper sleep. It's completely safe with no side effects. Wake up refreshed and feel better. The hologram is non-transdermal and nothing enters the body. Think of acupuncture without the needles. When properly placed on the body, the disc can result in a remarkable increase in sleep by calming the body's energy flow. Want to try one? Well, here's an offer you can't refuse. Call 844-5-SNOOZE right now and get your disc free. That's right, free. Just pay the small shipping and handling fee and end sleepless nights. Each disc is good for up to 7 days. Call 844-5-SNOOZE for your free disc now. That's 844-5-SNOOZE or online at QHTMedical.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring up what you... Pod here, toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll free line. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have on the site. Listening options, we've got those. Broadband version of the show, that's streaming all the time, 24/7. We also have mid-band and narrow-band versions. So maybe you're in the car, as I was today. We were driving to Concord this morning, Daryl and I, to attend some important votes at the State House. And listening online, if you're in a, you know, kind of a crappy signal area, you might have to use that low bandwidth stream that we have. That's why we have it. And there, like, are still a handful of people that use dial-up. So that's available for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, all kinds of other ways to get tuned in, including over 135 great radio stations from coast to coast, as well as satellite. We've got the free-to-air satellite channel, as it is called, where you can hear all kinds of great LRN.FM shows, including the School Sucks Project.
Mm.
And so you can do that. Free-to-air means it's free. There's no monthly fee. The equipment you have to pay for, but that's easy. It's cheap. You install it, and you're good to go for as long as the equipment will last. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. We've also got a webcam that you can watch and listen. And there's also listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. So plenty of ways to listen via any phone that can dial long distance. Plenty of ways to get tuned in. Over at listen.freetalklive.com. Now, here is an idea for you. We've talked a lot about the Free State Project here. It's the reason why we're all here together tonight, as a matter of fact. It's the reason why Mark and I moved here to New Hampshire back in 2006. And the reason why you moved back, is that right?
Moved back to New Hampshire at the very end of 2007.
So it's a great idea, and it's one that is more than just an idea. The Free State Project, proof of concept, it's real. Like, this is the real deal. And the idea is to move liberty-oriented people all together to the same place, the same geographic area, so we can actually have a positive effect on freedom and achieve more of it in our lifetime. There are already over 1,500 people who are here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, but over 15,000 have pledged to make the move. We want to make that number into 20,000, so we need your help. If you love freedom, please go to freestateproject.org. And that's where you can learn more about it. You can also learn a lot more by coming to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, which is coming up February 20th through the 23rd. We will be there broadcasting live. Brett, I don't know, are you going to record one of your shows while you're there?
I would love to, yeah. All probably right, cool. Will happen.
I would look forward to that. You're welcome to use our equipment for it. So it's going to be at the Crown Plaza Hotel, same place as it's been the last several years. There are hundreds of people who care about liberty. They're going to be attending this event. And not just you know, the host of this show, but also all kinds of great names from the Liberty Movement, Naomi Wolf, Jeffrey Tucker, Jim Bovard, and even Free State Project founder Jason Sorens, who's one of our newest movers. He actually moved in 2013. So there's a lot to see, a lot to do, and dozens of speakers, more than we could possibly even name for you here. So go and check out nhlibertyforum.com. One of the big names is Cody Wilson from, I think it's Defense Distributed. He's the creator of the Liberator, which is this 3D printable gun that made headlines internationally last year. He's going to be there. So, nhlibertyforum.com. I believe the you can still get tickets. I believe they're talking about the hotel might get sold out at some point, so you might want to
I suspect the hotel will sell out.
You might want to get the tickets sooner rather than later. nhlibertyforum.com. We'll look forward to seeing you there. All right, so back to the list of things here in moments. Let's go first, though, to the phones. Brody is on the line in Utah on the AMP lines. Brody.
Hey,
you're on the air.
Yeah, so the reason I'm calling is talked to Mark online, I believe, and he told me to give a call, and it's been a few weeks. Anyway, a few months ago, it hit me what the biggest issue is, or most important, what I think the most important issue is for anarchists and should be for libertarians, but I've talked to libertarians and had a hard time with them. The problem is, I think, in my experience, trying to talk to people about the different issues, you know, the drug war, foreign wars, welfare system. There's just so many, I guess you could say, bad laws, bad government policies out there that trying to convince everybody of all these different policies that they should all be eliminated is pretty much next to impossible in my experience.
Okay. Yeah.
And. I think that's
well, gee, Brody, we need government. I mean, come on.
I just think that's a problem for the libertarian movement, trying to convince everybody of all these different issues.
It is a problem, which is why we should all move to New Hampshire.
I agree. But if we all move to New Hampshire, I think the most important issue to push for is fair trials.
Okay.
I've talked to a few people that are non-libertarian, just, you know, normal Joe Schmoes, and I explained to them, you know, how unfair the justice system is in the United States. And they grasp it really quick. I mean, you're going into a court for a traffic ticket. Who's the judge? The judge is the government. Who's the opposing party? The government. So the government's both parties. How can that possibly be a fair trial? And if we got fair trials where the government wasn't the judge, where you had a private party that was the judge that both parties agreed to, the courts, the government would lose all their cases because they're bad laws. You know, there's no reason for drugs to be illegal. They don't have anything to stand on because they don't have a right to pass these laws. So if we got fair courts in private courts, they would lose all their cases. The drug war would be gone. Taxes would be gone. Everything that we fight against and understand are invalid laws would be gone. So I think if we, pushed for getting people on board with demanding fair trials, I think we'd fix the system.
Now, this is basically how things used to be in English common law. Judges were, went around and they get money from the community and things like that. That's how they'd be supported. So they essentially were separate from the government. But I guess the probably the biggest hurdle you have to really non-governmental judges is, well, the government makes the laws. Don't they have to be the ones to adjudicate them? You know, just the concept that the government makes the laws. Obviously, they need to adjudicate these same laws. So you're not proposing that this in your fix here that the government not make the laws, just that the judicial system be separated from the government, right?
The thing is the government claims to have the right to, it's just, in my opinion, it's like someone claiming to own some land, right? And then say you go on this piece of land and then they claim that you broke their rules. Well, you know, they can make all the claims they want and then they go, okay, we claim you broke our rules and now you have to come to our court. The thing is I don't believe they own that land. I don't believe the government has the right to make those rules. So, you know, there needs to be, the definition of fair trial is an independent judiciary. And in the current court system, the judiciary is not independent because the judiciary is the same as the opposing party.
All right, so I've got some questions.
They have a claim that they have a right to make the law, but they actually don't have a right to make the law.
I've got some questions here. Let's take this down a notch from libertarian theory into reality and talk about how you could possibly accomplish what it is you're proposing, Brody, because this is a Herculean task, what you're talking about here, and I'd like to get into that a little bit further. And we'll continue the habits of successful people here in a moment as well when we get a chance. But your calls here come first, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More with Brody. How would you accomplish what he is interested in setting out and doing? And that is changing the judicial system dramatically.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about Oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, man. Bring up whatever you want here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. As the show goes on, we will continue on with Brett's list of things from or things that you can do, habits that will make you successful. And we'll continue with that here when we get a chance. But your calls come first. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll-free line. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username lrn.fm. You will have to send a contact request. You can do that. We will accept it. And then it'll be easy for you to connect with us on Skype in the future. So feel free to get connected in the way that works best for you.
So I'm heading down to Miami for the North American Bitcoin Conference. It's January the 25th and 26th. It's going to be really quite an exciting event. There's going to be hundreds of people there. Bitcoin is the next big thing. It's amazing how much news is coming out about Bitcoin. And I'm thinking that this is it as far as, it sticking around.
Didn't you say before the show that PayPal has now acknowledged Bitcoin?
The PayPal president is quoted as saying they believe in Bitcoin, that he believes in Bitcoin. Actually, they were talking in the company in this, like, inclusive way.
We PayPal.
All of us at PayPal believe the same thing, which is Bitcoin is good or something. So
fascinating.
Yeah, it's fascinating, and it just doesn't have that fad feel to me. Mm. Maybe I'm wrong. Could be in complete denial. I don't know, but I'm heading down there, and I'm very excited about the event. If you've got a business and you want to accept Bitcoins, they've got merchant workshops there for free. So you can go and take these merchant workshops, figure out how to take Bitcoins in your business, and
these are some of the most important questions that need to be answered for people.
Look what happened to Overstock when they started taking Bitcoins. The Bitcoin community rallied behind them, and I don't remember, hundreds of thousands.
It was over $100,000 in, over $120,000 in business in less than 24 hours.
Right, that's a big deal. How would
most of it from New Hampshire?
Yeah, how would that change? Well, not most of it.
The per capita.
The largest
per capita.
Yeah, the largest of the states per capita. Yeah. New Hampshire was the largest. So that's pretty cool. Plus, there'll be lots of speakers and people talking about Bitcoin and many other ways to take it from sort of this speculative situation to more mainstream, and I'm excited about that. So go to btcmiami.com. You can, if you get the tickets to the event, not the merchant workshops, because you don't need the tickets for that, you can pay in Bitcoin, too. btcmiami.com.
What were the dates again?
January 25th and 26th.
So like 10 days.
Yeah, it's really soon.
All right. So let's continue here. Brody is on the line, and he's talking about frustration, or was talking about frustrations with talking with people about the ideas of liberty, because, you know, the ideas of liberty are so big. You know, they apply in a lot of different ways to the state as we know it, and how we want to be more free, and it's going to require all kinds of rollbacks of government involvement in people's lives. It can be overwhelming, and people, of course, have their favorite government programs or things that they think that the government does that they value, and it can be very, very difficult to communicate these ideas to people. Brody, you've come to the conclusion that the best issue, at least from your experience, to talk to people about is the court system and how it is that it's just so corrupt that, you know, when you're on trial, the prosecutor and the judge at the very least are working for the same group, which is the state. Sometimes the defense attorney is working for the state. And even if you have a private defense attorney, all private attorneys have sworn an oath of allegiance to the state. So they all basically work for the state to some extent or another. And that's a clear conflict of interest. And you're saying you've had success at explaining this to people and that they've seen it relatively quickly. Is that right?
That's true, yes.
So my questions that I have on this are more of like an application thing, because if what you want is to dramatically change the court system, I think you're going to find that that's an incredibly challenging task. It's one thing to go in as state reps here in New Hampshire have done and voted for marijuana legalization. That moved along in the process today, by the way. That was some of the news from New Hampshire today. It's one thing to make a change to legislation, but to actually change the court system is an incredibly difficult, arduous task, because anything that you do, any kind of political change that you can foment inside the system to change the court system can be batted back by the judges. If you, for instance, are to go in and say, well, we're going to get rid of contempt of court, or we're going to change the system to, as you proposed, to a private system. We're not going to be run by the government. The courts will not be run by the government. You managed to get enough state representatives to make a change like that. The courts are just going to find it unconstitutional.
Oh, could potentially do that.
Well, what do you think they're going to do? I don't know. These are their jobs that we're talking about here.
This may be the greatest thing to happen to judges.
Well, I don't know if they're going to see it. I guess if you could convince them to see it that way, then maybe you would have success. But how would you deal with that?
Well, first of all, would you agree that if you could get fair trials, just about all of our issues would be eliminated?
I think it'd be a huge deal to change the judicial system dramatically. I think it'd be great.
So the thing is, every issue is a Herculean issue, right? If we want to get rid of drug laws, people have been working on it for
decades,
ever since they started passing them. You know, wars. Have we gotten rid of wars? No. And there's been you've had 70% of the population against war, and they still go to war. So you know, every issue is a Herculean issue. The question is, what issue should we be focusing on? If there's one issue we can focus on, I think it's getting fair trials, because I think if it got
one
fair
thing,
trials, maybe...
you know, that's never going to happen. The liberty movement is so diverse.
Oh, yeah.
To get everybody to focus on one issue is impossible.
Yeah, you can't get them to agree on it.
Well, at least the vast majority. I mean, again, there 70% of the country has been against the war. So, I mean, you can at least get 70% of the population on board with an issue.
Now, Brody, just to clarify real quickly here, are you talking about actually bringing about change within the system, or are you really just talking more broadly about a way to wedge people into thinking more about the ideas of liberty, like this is a doorway into that issue, and you're not actually developing a strategy to change the way the judicial system works in the United States, or am I wrong?
Well, I think if people were exposed to the lie that is the justice system, and a majority of the population, I think we would see the system change. Because then I think people would demand fair trials.
Boy, I wish I had that level of optimism. I mean, I agree that if you can change people's minds, then something different will manifest over time. I think that's certainly true. Although I've also seen how incredibly difficult it can be to just simply introduce people to jury nullification, not some sort of wholesale change to the entire justice system, but to just simply introduce people to one idea of change within the justice system, which is to encourage a juror to vote their conscience rather than voting the facts in the case, which is what jury nullification is all about. I've seen countless juries been outreached to and have absolutely no effect whatsoever on their decision. You know, the Rich Paul case is a good example of that, where the jurors after the trial, when I confronted them on camera, one of them said, "Well, we didn't want to break the law." I mean, so even though they'd been given information in advance of the trial, jury nullification information, like physical printed information that they could read, even though they were given information during the trial by both attorneys, even the prosecutor talked about jury nullification in the Rich Paul case, even though they were given clear information about jury nullification, they still believed they'd be breaking the law, or at least this one guy believed he'd be breaking the law if he went ahead and nullified a verdict. So just such a difficult process to change these things. I don't want to talk you out of this. I just want you to be realistic.
I support it. You move to New Hampshire. I'll work with you on it.
The thing is what incentive do these people have to follow your advice? If you instead go to the people who are going to court, who are facing the trial, and say, hey, you know, do you realize that the judge is a government as well as the opposing party? Do you even realize that? I don't think most people even realize that they're facing the same party. Those people are going to demand change because they're going to realize they're getting an unfair trial. They're going to bring up this issue in the court and say, hey, you guys are on the same team.
No, they won't. I'm sorry, Brody, but let me just give it to you straight here. No, they're not going to demand change. They're going to have an attorney, and the attorney is going to do what attorneys do, which is not rock the boat inside the system. If they're on their own, then maybe they could bring something up like that in court. But in that case, the judge is going to tell you, well, talk to the legislature. I mean, there's just going to get shut down left and right. But I agree with Mark. If you want to work on this, please move to New Hampshire.
Not a lot.
Get active here. We've got flyers that talk about this stuff, and you can help us hand them out. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything that you'd like toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can, of course, join us online, and you can help support the show. One of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, and there are links there to Amazon as well as Newegg. I bought some computer parts recently on Newegg, and of course I went through the Free Talk Live link over at shop.freetalklive.com. When you do that, Free Talk Live gets a cut of your purchase. So you're going to do your online shopping anyway. You're probably going to do it at Amazon. So go to shop.freetalklive.com and get it done. Now, something you can't buy on Amazon is good web hosting. You can go to Squarespace.com, however, and get some really amazingly beautiful websites made. You can make your own website in moments at Squarespace.com because it's all pretty much plug and play, but it's also really configurable. So if you're somebody who really wants to, maybe you know how to HTML code and you really want to dig in and tweak your site with Squarespace.com, you can do that. Like, you can get as complicated as you want, or you can keep it simple. And that's one of the things where Squarespace really shines. It's the simplicity of it all. You can easily drag and drop content right from your desktop, rearrange elements within a page, no problem. You start up with Squarespace.com, you use your email address to get the free trial account, and with the trial account, you can pretty much tool around with all of their options with Squarespace. It's just that you don't get the actual proper hosting until you pony up all of $8 per month, plus you can save 10% by using our discount code FTL and the number 1. That's FTL1. At Squarespace.com. So you go in, you sign up with your email address, no credit card information necessary up front. They want you to experience what it's like to use their site. You sign up, you pick a theme, and there's a bunch of themes from which to choose. Maybe you want a more of a blog style, perhaps portfolio. You want to do some e-commerce, you can do that too. So you pick your theme. They're beautiful. They're well-designed, graphically pleasing, professional-looking websites. So it's a great way for you, if you already have a website, to upgrade it, give it a facelift for the 21st century here. and you know, or maybe you don't have a website at all. You know, you've been put up a Facebook page and you call that your website. No, that doesn't count. Go to squarespace.com, get an actual website, and make it look nice. They'll do it for you, essentially. I mean, it's the tools are there for you to do it yourself. They don't actually create your site, but you put the content on the templates that they've created, and they make it easy. There's 24/7 support, so if you get stuck, they've got people there around the clock. And responsive design. So if you are surfing your site on a smartphone, there will be a different look than would be on, say, a laptop or a desktop computer, because they can detect what kind of device the person is using that's visiting your site and feed to them the appropriate site for them. So squarespace.com, use our discount code FTL1 and get 10% off. Again, squarespace.com. Before we go on with the calls, Brett, I know you had some further thoughts on this idea of dramatically changing the justice system.
Yeah, and I, first of all, I want to be very clear up front. I'm not suggesting in any way that Brody is being naive about this, but the conversation, for one reason or another, reminded me of a time earlier in my development, I would say, where I would often, kind of get angry and say, oh, man, if people just had the information, they would change their thinking and their doing. Mm. And it's really not that simple. I think that there's at least a
because
triad.
We're right. I mean, the information's right on a lot of these things.
Absolutely. And you
and
just
it's moral.
See it as an information deficit that people have. And if they have the information, then they'll change. And that's a very frustrating way to get started with a lot of these ideas. I think there's at least a triad of obstacles that we face, the first one being people's belief, which is what Brody was talking about. But then, after belief is conquered, because a lot of people do lose their faith in government over time and these institutions over time, we see that happening right now. Mm-hmm. We see that happening over the last couple months, this idea of government-provided or government-controlled health care.
Poll just released today says that 21% of Americans, this is the largest number here, there's a whole list of things that Americans think are the problems in the mm-hmm. country. Government's at the top of the list.
Absolutely. But that's the belief part of it, and I think that's the strongest part and the most important part. But since at least the time of FDR, the government's also been hedging against people's loss of belief with dependence increasing. So people might say, yeah, the government is bad at this and bad at that, but who would blank the blank? And mm-hmm. what about all the blanks that need to be blanked?
Take care of the old people.
You know,
take
are blanks going to blank the blanks? So, that's an obstacle that we face. And once we get beyond belief, what's the last resort is fear. You know,
Well, if we do this, then they're going to hurt us.
Sure. Right? So if you say, I don't believe in government and I don't need government, that's usually when governments historically have said, okay, well, we're coming to kill you now. Mm-hmm. You know, so at least those three obstacles that work together that should be, I think, at least considered when you're trying to formulate a strategy for change.
I mean, you can see it all over the place, and I think you really laid that out. I mean, look at the marijuana issue, for instance. That's one of the issues that's on the table right now at the State House in New Hampshire.
Right.
It's been on the table for over a decade at this point, I think, where it just keeps getting proposed, and it'll get passed by the State House, for instance, but it'll get shot down by the governor. So it's never actually gone all the way through. But a lot of the objections when you start talking about legalization rather than just, say, medical marijuana are, what about the feds? You know, what are the feds going to do? Are they going to come in? Are they going to arrest
people? They just raided a farm. It was a farm or a business in Colorado. Legal businesses.
So I had a one state rep, as I was holding a sign this morning outside of the State House favoring the ending of prohibition, the state rep told me that, well, he's okay with the idea, but he doesn't want to do it because he thinks the DEA is going to start arresting people for smoking pot. And I told him that's there's no possession charge. I mean, for the federal agents aren't going to be picking people. He thought some of the feds were going to pick somebody up off their front porch, in Keene, New Hampshire, because they were smoking a joint. And it's ridiculous. But the fear is so prevalent. And it's an indicator of how people on one hand say they believe in government, but on the other hand are really just scared to death of them.
And there's a couple ways to think about these layers that we have to break out of. I mean, first, belief, dependence, fear is one breaking out that people have to do. But I think we have to do it for ourselves, too. I mean, the most important kind of freedom that people should be working on, I think, is personal freedom. Mm. So if you're brand new to these ideas and you say, well, I'm going to the New York office of the Federal Reserve to hold a sign that says, end the Fed, Fed's going to be there tomorrow, you know, and that's disempowering. We saw the same thing with the Ron Paul campaign. The number one issue was get Ron Paul elected president, and we see like a really high burnout rate and people who don't feel very efficacious if that's where their focus is going to be initially.
Well,
you can show other people what freedom looks like on a personal level. That's a good place to start. Go ahead.
Brody really did address that, though. What he's saying is this is the linchpin issue. And, yes, people have worked very hard to bring lots of issues to the forefront, and we've had some success on them. But if people focused, if liberty-oriented folks focused on this one issue, if we could show them that this one issue is the linchpin issue, then they could put whatever efforts they are towards that. I think you can have the best luck by moving to New Hampshire and actually getting elected as a legislator. That's probably his best bet.
I happen to agree with that, and we've actually seen that work. That's why the jury nullification bill is here, because of liberty-oriented. It actually wasn't a free stater that filed that bill, but certainly Free State Project participants supported it, and it's an indicator of kind of the liberty-oriented mentality that the people in New Hampshire tend to have as opposed to elsewhere. Great example of that. Before we go on, I'm going to go to your calls next, but great example. I posted a little brief story at freekeen.com today that the license plate scanner bill has gone down in flames. Now, maybe you are aware of this in your state, because every other state, the other 49, they have these, or they're getting them. There are laws on the books. If they don't have them yet, those police departments are ordering them. It allows them to scan license plates as you drive. The police cars can have these scanners. There can be scanners stationary on the side of the road, and they're just scanning plates, running numbers, scanning plates, running numbers, you know, and then pulling people over for whatever. So that's a huge privacy invasion, and the New Hampshire State House saw that, and they voted it down 250-97. Overwhelmingly voted down this encroaching police state, this tentacle of the police state coming in here. The only state to do that. The only state to have jury nullification on the books officially. Now, look, working inside the system is frustrating. It sucks. It's difficult. But here it's actually working. So keep that in mind. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Dave, listening in California, to KGOE. Hey, Dave.
Hey, gentlemen. I love your program, and I think we probably agree on a great deal more than we realize.
Oh, yeah.
I think what it's all about, I share with you a couple of quotes that I think you'd agree. H.L. Mencken said, for every complex problem, there is a simple solution, and it's wrong. And it was an extraordinary insight, because I think I go back now a lot of years, and I've been a psychologist most of my work career. I am not any longer, but I had gone back to a time that was Abe Maslow and Carl Rogers.
Dave, I'll tell you what. I want you to hang on. I want you to finish your thoughts here after the news. We're going to come back to you and your calls as well at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Get unheard of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.